What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to Guilds and Goblins, the What If World show, where your questions and our live in-the-moment dice rolling help us tell off-the-cuff adventures. I'm Mr. Eric, your host and guild master, and today I'm joined by
Scully the Squid. Hey!
My character's name is Skull and Bones, a skeleton trickster who can reshape their bony body and even combine it with other piratey materials. Man, over here we have
Fred the Dog, playing Malador, the shell shark's Meladin, a super-powered crab shark who can make stinky concoctions, and now has psychic sniffing powers, thanks to last week's question from Xander.
And of course, I am Mama Gemma, and my character's name is Swan Song. She sings, she flies, she plays musical instruments and tells stories, and she's pretty much the de facto leader of the group.
What says who?
In your dreams, Mama Gemma.
Okay, we're all the leaders together. I'm sure that'll work out just fine.
Okay, you three leaders. We do have a secret question today from Dahlia that we'll have to reveal at the end. And our question from Xander last week was, what if all crabs in What If World got psychic powers? But can the rest of you help us with a recap?
Not much to say, really. We just used Dogzilla to break through the sunlight barrier that protects Dogopolis.
Then we flew on my Build-A-Bone ship while a horde of Dogatron robots were trying to blast us out of the sky.
Never mind sunbeams from the sun barrier.
Our mission is to get the Tree of Ideas to McRuffin Tower and send a message to everyone to help grow the tree with their ideas.
Yeah, we're hoping if the idea tree grows enough, it might thaw out this frozen world.
And maybe let all the doggy ghost spirits that make up Dogzilla finally rest? We're not sure.
And just as we are about to reach McRuffin Tower,
100-headed hydrant built out of fire engines and hoses and fire hydrant heads put itself together right in front of the tower.
Its water, steam, and ice blasts caused our ship to crash. But I saved the idea tree by putting the little sapling inside my skeletal rib cage.
Now we're in the control center of McRuffin Tower.
But we're not really sure that the 100-headed hydrant is gonna just let us sit here and tell a nice story to all the people.
But one way or the other, the Dogopolis epic ends today, as we find out what if all crabs in What If World got psychic powers, plus that secret question from Dahlia. Skull and Bones, Malador, and Swansong, you're in McRuffin Tower, and there's a big control panel with all kinds of switches and dials. Plus, suspended in the middle of the room is a floating dog head, crafted of black crystal, its nose shining, its eyes gleaming, its ears standing up at attention.
I've lived in Dogopolis. Do I know how to work the controls?
There seems to be an override switch that'll make this crystal dog head transmitter broadcast a hologram to the whole city, showing any sights, sounds, or even smells you wish to share.
Okay, flip the switch.
As you activate the smellographic transmitter, the black crystalline dog head begins to glow from within with a violet light, just as the 100-headed hydrant finally rounds on the tower.
I don't even get one round to share an inspirational speech.
Oh, you'll get to share your speeches. The tower's just gonna be getting blasted by the 100-headed hydrant the entire time.
Well, what can we do?
That's kinda up to you, but here's how it's gonna work. The smellographic transmitter can share an image of only one of you at a time. So one player can talk, to everyone in Dogopolis, while the other two can try to defend the tower or do anything else they like. The goal is to feed enough inspiration and heart to the idea tree to help heal the world
before McRuffin Tower gets destroyed and our message is cut off.
That's right. So who wants to talk first?
That should obviously be me. I'm everyone's favorite.
Well...
Scullin, Swansong, protect the tower. I know how to talk to dogs, even though I'm a crab shark.
I'm gonna fly out of the tower and try to sing a snake-charming song to the serpentine heads of the hydrant.
Roll one.
The stakes are so high, and you snakes are so spry. So why not just help me? Don't destroy the city.
Still waiting on that roll.
Oh, I thought you'd just automatically let me succeed because the song was so good.
Nice try, Mama Jamma.
15 plus 4.
Whoa, 19? Okay, you've charmed a few of these hydrant heads. And what do you have them do?
I want them to go back to putting out the other fires around the city, reminding this robot who it's supposed to be helping.
Okay. Getting them to default to their protective programming is very clever. And a few other heads turn and start spraying their water around the city, rather than targeting the tower. But Scullin, that still leaves quite a few hydrant heads. What do you do?
Well, my Build-A-Bone ship crashed into the side of the tower, but I want to start calling all the pieces up to me, if I can.
The ship's pretty busted up, but I'll let you try it if you spend a heart and roll wonder.
Whew, a 17.
You can feel the connection you still have with your Build-A-Bone ship, and hundreds of tiny pieces of bone and leather and sailcloth and seaweed start clamoring up the tower toward the control room.
I also want the bits of sailcloth to rip into like little bats, and I want each of them to fly off and try to tie a different hydrant head.
Okay, you did spend a heart, which means you get to try extraordinary things this round. And honoring that 17, your brave little sailcloth bats tie off a dozen of the heads that were aiming at the tower. You've occupied about a third of the hydrant heads this round, meaning instead of 6 hurt,
what?
The tower only takes 4.
That still seems like a lot.
It is. And as Malador appears in a smellographic form before everyone in Dogopolis, jets of water and clouds of dust assault the mighty crab shark as he delivers his message.
People of Dogopolis, long ago your doggy founders made a wish inspired by fear to just protect the other doggy people like them. So now, you all got a wish on the idea tree, but with a better wish, or else we'll all be destroyed.
Oh, Fred.
Maybe we should have talked about this in advance.
What am I saying? Everybody needs to picture a perfect society and just all imagine it the exact same way right now. Easy, like sticks and like messy babies and peanut butter sometimes. You know, the perfect world.
Okay, Malador, I will let you roll wonder for that.
That's a 7.
Unfortunately, your message of fear doesn't seem to be inspiring the people. And in fact, you can see the shimmering seeds inside the idea tree start to dim a little.
Okay, as group leader, I need to say that someone else should be the leader.
All right, who wants to talk next round?
Me! I want to sing that.
No, I call leader this round. I never get to be leader.
Oh, fine. I'll find somewhere else to sing.
Can I use my psychic crab powers to smell what the hydrant is thinking?
I will let you roll learn to see what you smell about the hydrant.
Cryptic, Mr. Eric. 15 plus 3.
Well, the hydrants themselves are simple robots, but you do psychically smell fear and confusion coming from a few drivers who are still stuck inside the fire engines making up the hydrant.
I want to dive onto the 100-headed hydrant and use my pincers and shark teeth as the jaws and claws of life to free some of these drivers.
With your psychic crab sniffing, you zero in on the location of three drivers and you free them from their fire engines.
Hey, thanks.
That was scary.
I got this job to help people, not shoot water at them.
Climb on my shell, you three. We're getting out of here.
Sorry,
says one of the three firefighters.
I'm not leaving while there's a chance to regain control of these hydrants.
Oh, that's a much better idea. I should have probably listened to you firefighters about how to put out fires.
We can talk about every way you messed up after we save the city.
Another good idea.
Swansong, it's your turn.
Are there any people wandering around, you know, doggy or otherwise?
It's chaos in the streets. And while you see mostly dogs, some running, some hiding, some helping each other, you also see some other creatures doing the same. Goblins and snail folk, pigeon people and delivery drones. From your bird's eye view, you spot a lot of helpers and a lot of scared people.
I want to call out to them in my most sonorous honk. If you're feeling fear, it's just an idea. But here's another one, please help. Get one hydrant head to help you instead of blasting us all into pulp.
Roll wonder.
Ooh, 15 plus is 6.
With a 21, you see all different kinds of people suddenly team up and work together to trick a hydrant head or tie one up or ride it so it puts out a fire rather than blasting at the tower. You've occupied another third of the hydrant heads this round, so with two-thirds of them disabled, the tower only takes 2 hurt rather than 6. Scullin, what do you say to the people?
My name is Skull and Bones. I've been trapped in this city with all of you for 1,000 years. And this is no kind of life. Not for people like me. And not even for you doggies, who have every comfort but no freedom. I don't know what the right idea is, but the fear we've all been living with has frozen this world solid, so let's just let it go.
Well, wonder, Skullin.
Oh. And 18.
The people of Dogopolis can see you as you speak. And with your very own words, the leaves and branches of the tree inside you start to perk up and grow. Its roots wrapping around you even more. New seeds suddenly sprouting and bursting to light.
Maybe I should try to find some place to plant this idea tree. As team leader, I say, Mamma Jamma, you go next.
I'd be delighted.
Can I leave these firefighters and do something else?
With every passing moment, the firefighters that you freed get more heads of the hydrant under control. But there are still a few loose water cannons to worry about.
Oh, I want to make a big burning smell that's so strong that it helps pull the other mean hydrant heads away so they don't blast the tower and disrupt the message.
Roll learn.
10 plus 3?
Your smelly concoction was a wonderful idea, but when you throw it on the ground, it's instantly diluted by all the hydrant water flowing through the streets. A few errant hydrant heads turn towards it, but not as many as you'd hoped. And with the way the tower is teetering, one more blast might take out the control center.
Well, my Build-A-Bone ship has been working its way up here, and I want to use it to make a barrier of debris around Mamma Jamma and the smellographic projector.
I'll let you roll dare to see how well it holds up against the blast while Mamma Jamma shares her message.
Oh, 10 plus 2. That's not good enough.
You can do this, Skullin. I want to spend my hot to let them re-roll.
All right, Skullin, water is bursting through the seams of your shipwreck wall, and you're doing everything you can to shore it up. But you hear Mamma Jamma's inspiring voice, and you'll get to roll once more to see if she can get out all of her speech before the tower collapses. Swansong, what do you sing?
Some of you know me as Swansong, the legendary troubadour, but some of you don't care for my music at all, and that's okay, because your ideas and your experiences make you different from me. There is no one perfect future, but if we share our ideas and shape them together, we will progress towards something even better than perfect, towards something that's simply real.
Okay, Scullin, re-roll that d20.
Oh, it landed between the 14 and the 6.
Move the dice away and roll again.
A 3.
The water bursts through your bone barrier.
I hold out my wings to protect the crystal.
Mama Jamma, you take 2 hurt. You're stunned, and the crystal goes dark. But your words are still ringing around the city. So roll wonder for me.
11 plus 2.
I'll give you my heart, Mama Jamma.
I'll reroll. 16 plus 2.
Scullin, you push through the flotsam and jetsam that once made up your pirate ship. With the control room destroyed and the projector crystal gone dark, you can hardly see a thing. But then, the lights of 1,000 new idea seeds begin to twinkle and shine as the idea tree grows within you.
Okay, I'll, rearrange my ribs. So I take some of my old debris, and they're my new ribs. And now the idea tree can just root into all the debris of the ship.
The idea tree is even bigger than your body can contain, and it roots into all the old organic matter that used to be your ship, soaking up all the water sprayed at it from the 100-headed hydrant. Malador, you can smell thousands upon thousands of new ideas leaping through the sky as every citizen of Dogopolis shares their dreams with this tree. And the top of McRuffin Tower is grown over, around, and through as the idea tree reaches for the artificial sunlight that protects this city like a magical dome. You hear a pounding reverberate through the city. As Dogzilla shatters the dome of sunlight with their mighty paws and frosty breath, an icy wind whips through the city, but the warmth of your ideas continue to shine from its center as 1,000 glowing seeds sprout open and a breeze of fairies, shining with every color you can imagine and some you really can't, flow through the city.
Are we quite safe here? I want to make sure Mama Jamma's okay.
The ice ship, piloted by Tilo Dak, an Alabama hero, pulls up so you can help the wounded Swan Song in.
Oh, thanks. Did I miss anything?
And with that Swan Song, you see the reflection of these many fairies shining off of the ice ship, which is quickly starting to melt.
Are we really about to crash again?
You see, these tiny fairies of the idea tree are growing quickly. Growing thanks to your ideas and mine, and also Dahlia's. These idea fairies soak up the frigid fear around them and turn it into warmth as they grow and grow and change from a breeze of fairies into a storm of dragons. You steer your melting ice ship to the ground as these rainbow-colored fire dragons fly throughout Dogopolis and beyond, changing the very air itself with their multicolored fire.
You firefighters ready to go back to work?
Of course.
Pretty much always.
That's our job.
But no new fires start today, as you all feel a warmth that you haven't felt on the surface of Berend in 1,000 years.
We did it! We fixed the entire world!
You feel more than see as Dogzilla staggers, falling to the earth and into a deep slumber.
Oh, a nice colossal threat sleeping right next to the city. Not very subtle, Mr. Eric.
People of all different shapes, sizes, colors, and species come out to survey the damage to their city and share their ideas of how to make it better. And that's where we'll end this adventure.
Success!
Do you think those fire dragons will thaw out the rest of the world?
And now a 1,000-year-old world is gonna rejoin a city that got super future tech magic?
When that means Zachamedes and Lolandra and Turtok should be unfrozen too.
There will be a lot to discover in the unfrozen world of Berend. But for now, you get to enjoy your victory and go up in level.
Sweet!
Dahlia and Xander, thank you for your questions. And we're going to play Dahlia's question for you right now.
Hello, my name is Dahlia. My favorite thing is unicorns, and my question is, what if fairies could turn into fire dragons? Bye, love your show.
Thank you, Dahlia. When I heard that question, I knew how you were going to finally thaw out the world of Berend. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you adventurers at home who know you can find the best new ideas when you take turns being the leader and the listener. And until we adventure again, keep wondering.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.